Welcome back to Your Average Podcast. My name is Ant.
Chris.
This is Panda.
It's Panda. Oh, man. And we're a podcast that likes to talk about anything, everything underneath the beautiful sun. So, guys, how you guys been? Been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah? Having a little podcast withdrawals.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't record last week, but you guys still got an episode, so you guys should feel very, very proud about that.
While you guys were listening to the 4th of July episode that aired, I was busy answering a ridiculous amount of fireworks calls and people who are 20-year avid shooters who know what bullet shots sound like, telling me that those aren't fireworks, those are AK-47 rounds.
Holy shit.
I shoot every day, twice a week, every single week, twice a week, and I know what those rounds sound like. Those weren't fireworks. Those were AK-47 rounds.
Damn. Motherfucker knew his calibers on that.
That's the,
He knew his proportions and his gunpowders. Yeah. And
He knew every single spec of an AK-47 round.
Jigging anybody who didn't want to give up their fireworks?
No, I don't really care about stuff like that, man. Mm-hmm. I give everybody one chance, and then I'll admit, one guy did kind of get me close to having to take his stuff, because like, we go up there and they're popping them literally in this little pool area in one of the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And he busted out with the whole, like, I told him, yeah, man, hey, well, actually, I walk up and I'm like, hey, man, those fireworks are illegal in the city. You can't own them. You can't pop them. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America. He popped out with some shit like that, and I'm like, and he saw the look on my face, and I guess he realized, yeah, this isn't the time. Right. That was like my 12th fireworks call in like 2 or 3 hours.
Jesus.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not today.
Not today.
Just put them up and go.
Not on my watch.
Go out in the countryside somewhere, countryside where you can pop them, and I don't care.
Gotcha.
Buddy, yeah.
Panda, how was your 4th of July?
Man, I really didn't.
Memorable?
Not really. I didn't really do much other than watch Jaime Santos stream on Twitch, and then the rest of the night was just basically trying to tell the difference. It was like, is this a gunshot, is this a firework,
you know? Wow, it's crazy, because I actually on my Ring app.
Oh, you invited me to your place.
Yeah, I know, you didn't show up. Ass, that's cool though, I remember that. But
y'all get too lit for me, bro.
Sorry, it's how it is, bro. You get too patriotic. Listening to corridos.
I'm sorry. I love America. I didn't know that was a crime.
Oh, man. No, I got the Ring app, and on it, I got a lot of alerts saying that reports of gunfire here, reports of gunfire here. I'm like, wow.
You have the app or the actual, like, thing, the doorbell?
I have both, but
where's the doorbell? I never saw it on your app.
That's the point.
That's not the point. You're supposed to be able to see where
you're... Well, they don't know that.
He's using it as a surveillance camera instead of an actual
camera. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Wait, another thing, too, is I'm afraid to put it up and leave it up at night, because I'm afraid I'm going to see some fucking little goblin or something like that coming up to my door.
But that would make
to see a goblin? That's not the point.
The ghost, whoever comes up to my front door, I'm going to be like, oh my God.
That would be great to see. Yeah. I wait for the day. That's
I did see a video where someone caught...
That thing is so freaking fake.
It's not fake, bro.
The one that looked like Dubby?
Yeah, it's like doing like a little quacking thing with
it. It looked like Dubby.
It is so fake.
So on Twitter, whenever I saw that.
Dude, he even did like a little fucking dance by the car. It was fucking funny.
Yeah, like a little quack arm thingy. Like, we're just sticking with anything. It was so fake.
It was real.
It was funny because on Twitter was all like, I think somebody captioned it like, Dubby's about to get his ass kicked. He's over here revealing the secrets to the muggle world.
Oh my God. Dubby is fray. Dobby is fray. Anyways, back to the Ring thing. Well, the next day, people were posting on there saying that, or was it the Ring? Okay, so I got the alerts from the Ring, but on the Nextdoor app that I had too, because very neighborhood watchy. Anyway, so I started getting like reports about like, hey, there's bullet holes in my car. I guess bullets were falling down last night from people shooting a gun into the air. And actually, someone posted some pictures of the actual, like, where the bullet hit their car. And I was like, damn, like, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, well, I was always like, every time I kept hearing people say, oh, those fireworks and gunshots are gunshots, not fireworks, I'm like, I just saw that, like, that meme. It said public service announcement. Fireworks, or I said gunshots, don't fizzle at the end.
Yeah,
that's exactly how you can tell the difference. You hear pop and then, and you know it's a firework.
Pop.
Now, if you're just hearing ta 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 back to back, then yeah, those are probably gunshots.
Yeah, they ain't no fucking black cat.
There ain't no black cat.
The more you know.
The more you know, man.
The more you know.
Speaking of the more you know, tonight's topic is
the more you know.
The more you know. And sometimes the more you know, the less you want to know. Because I might just take a back seat here in this and let you guys do
No.
I'll let you guys duke it out.
You're going to put your two cents in this thing.
I'll let you guys duke it out.
We're all going to have to go in on this one.
Nervous, though.
We're all going in on this one. You got, what are you nervous about? We have just as much to lose.
Well, maybe if I...
I guess Pat is the only one. I guess this probably has nothing to lose, but...
Me and you both have
something to lose.
Yeah.
Panda, I guess you still kind of stand the chance of losing something, Panda. Like, if you say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And say you just happen to have that one secret admirer that listens solely for Panda on the podcast.
Apparently, I have a biggest fan, according to Anthony.
You have a couple of them. You have a couple of them, actually.
Whoa, who's a couple of them?
My sister said, who is Panda?
Who's
Panda? I like the way he sounds.
Isn't your sister married?
Yeah.
No, bro. I ain't trying to die. And I'm not trying to be your brother either.
Can you imagine that?
No.
You're like, I
already buy him lunch almost every day.
He's like, hey, welcome back to your average podcast. This is Anthony, Chris,
and my bullshit
and my brother Panda.
And my dickhead ass brother-in-law. And anyways, so tonight, guys, we're talking about girlfriend/wife stereotypes.
How about you lead us in the charge?
I'm not going to take the first stab at this one, Anthony. Come on now.
So I kind of know what we're going to talk about. So I'm just going to go ahead and just say what I think it is.
Let's do a little disclaimer here. All right, this is not to say that we're trying to insult the female gender by any means. Especially not our partner, so like...
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am. It's not trying to offend it. We're just, as guys here, just pointing out some of the stereotypes that we deal with on either a daily basis, whether or not some of us want to admit it that we deal with on a daily basis.
Right.
And just kind of talking about it. Just kind of, throwing things around and throwing certain statements around. So, no need to get upset, ladies. This is just our take on it.
This is our locker room take on it.
This is our locker room take on it.
Yeah, even though even locker room talk is actually starting to become offensive to people. So, we're sorry. You're here listening still, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you. So, when I think of white girlfriend stereotypes, the only thing I can think about really is, and hopefully you guys can go a little bit more in depth on it, but I tend to think about what girls usually do, like their morning routines, like, do you have a girlfriend that does this?
Yeah.
Like, does she...
The stereotypes and stuff.
Go to the restroom, like, three times?
Yeah.
Like, pee a lot, or just something. I don't know.
Use the facility
a lot.
Not pee a lot.
Well, I pee a lot, too, but I'm just like, well, shit, I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways.
What's one of the stereotypes that you do, or that you have heard of and have dealt with since you got married?
Let's not just single it to since you got married. Just in your endeavors in dating.
Okay, we can do that. Anthony, start it off.
Well, you sweating, bro?
He's already sweating. He's already sweating.
I feel like I have this, like, constricted bind on me right now that I can't... I feel like my wife's not even here, but I just feel, hey, I can still feel her eyes piercing my soul right now.
What is the old saying, whenever you're getting married, through sickness and in health, through whatever.
Isn't it through better or worse?
Through better or worse. So, like, if this is going to be your worst, you got to just remember, y'all both agree to get married and get through this. No matter what you say, as long as you're not, I'm sure, saying anything that's, like, obviously private, you're not going to offend her. So.
True. Okay. So, I don't know, you guys. You guys gonna think. You guys gonna
take over. No, come on. Start it off.
What exactly do you want me to say? I'm saying, like a stereotype.
Since you, because I mean, I know you've been together with your wife for a while now. Like, what's one that you have come to realize that is a truth that has was always like a cliche or a saying or like a stereotype, but you know, before you even got married? Because you're actually, I'm not married. So.
Yeah.
Like, what was one thing you remember you used to always hear people say this or that happens or, you know?
That you better be home before 9 o'clock. You better be home before 10 o'clock. And actually, my wife actually has
she
broken
tells you
those
to go
boundaries.
Out.
Yeah, she actually tells me to go out. Like, when, like, bro, like, why don't you call your friends over? Can you just go out? Like, because I'm kind of tired of seeing you here.
Yeah.
On every Friday night.
You annoy the hell out of her already.
She's I'm pretty sure. Like, she's tired of me. Like, can you go out?
Can you go out and do something? Yeah.
So that was one of the... That was one of the false stereotypes that I was kind of faced with. Like, oh, man, you might as well just kiss your knife life goodbye, bro. Because you're not going to go out with us anymore. Saturday's not going to be for the boys anymore. Sorry. But thankfully, you know, she's not like that. I haven't had to deal with any of that. She's outgoing herself. She likes to, you know, have a good time and whatnot. So that was one of the barriers that really wasn't a fact when we got married. And so I'm pretty happy about that. Happy husband, happy life, you know.
No, that's not how it goes, bro.
There's a little play on words.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I think that's kind of shitty as it is if you think about it, because it's like, okay, happy wife equals happy life.
So I am a slave.
You are, it's a catch-22. You're stuck no matter what. Like, you can't be happy, because then your wife won't be happy. You won't have a happy life.
Right.
But, you know.
So it's going to
you
Panda.
Just do everything and sacrifice, it's not going to be.
Right.
Go to me. Why to me?
Come on, let's hear your answer.
Come out with one.
Well, I mean, I guess the same thing. Like, back when I was with my daughter's mom, that same stereotype was like, well, yeah, man, you know, say goodbye to your outings and stuff like that. But despite everything, she still kind of let me keep my social life. I mean, at that point, I was a manager of a fucking Panda Express. I mean, you guys know. I don't know why I was trying to dance around it, but I was a manager of Panda Express. I still had my little band thing going, so yeah, she was.
You had a band.
Mm-hmm.
How come you never joined our band? Dude?
He was a power pop player.
Shut the fuck up! It's not power pop.
Power pop is not.
I know what it is. I just say it to offend.
Oh. I'm like, you're still getting the freaking genre mixed up, man.
So I'm guessing at the end of the day, it just depends on who it is. I mean, because, you know, I've dated around as well, and I guess, fuck, man, I just hate feeling constricted. Like, I'm not cool with the whole having to run whatever I need to do with anybody. Like, I've been single for, 3-4 years now?
You hear that, ladies? He's single
and
ready
to mingle. And ready
I don't know if I'm ready to mingle, but, I mean, I'm single.
So, you got any farmers only?
Farmers only? I'm
just saying.
You don't have to. Wait, can we? I can't.
You don't have to be lonely.
No. I don't think we can say it's intellectual property. I don't think we can say that slogan without having
okay,
to.
Okay, so.
You don't have
smarmer,
to be.
Smarmers only.
Smarmers only.
Yeah, there you go. It's not .com, it's .pom.
.net.
.net. .org.
But basically, I don't know. That's a big compromise that everybody says, you know, like, you have to give up this, give up that. And I've been single for a hot minute now. So, like, if I want to go do something, I can. Like, I don't have to run it by anybody. I don't have to be anywhere at a certain time. So, yeah, getting into a relationship, that's kind of like a big red flag. Because I'm like, if there's a show in town, I'll go catch it. If I want to go drink a Deep Ellum or whatever, I go drink. If I want to come record a podcast, I go do it. I don't have to, like, okay and verify by anybody. I'm just like, I'll be back.
Come do my damn thing. I'll be back when I'll be back.
Gotcha.
Golly. Gotcha. So, well,
I'm back.
Okay,
I'm back.
Both of y'all are on some, like, safe stereotype shit right now.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'm treading lightly right now.
I'm going to go ahead and fuck say that. I don't give a fuck.
Go ahead.
I remember one of the biggest stereotypes that I used to always hear about is that chicks would keep their fucking cars dirty as fuck, but their bedrooms clean as shit.
Mm.
And I came to find out that, yeah, that is fucking true, because my girlfriend's car is a fucking mess. It like a motherfucking tornado went in through that whole bitch.
Oh my god.
And it is god awful. Even the trunk.
Yeah.
I don't know how you let the trunk get messy. I guess the trunk and you're supposed to store shit in it, but I don't get how you make the trunk messy. Like, you're supposed to be able to get your spare tire and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Have you seen Anthony's car?
There's a bunch of bullshit.
Have you seen
my car?
That shit doesn't just play on that side, it plays on both sides.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but my truck, my shit's clean.
So
I keep my truck clean.
One of the things about this sort of opposite attracts things was my wife.
So is your wife
very,
the clean
very
one?
Very clean. Exactly.
Okay,
she's
yeah.
very,
very. It makes
clean.
Sense now. It
like, you
sense.
See this right here? This is clean to me. But clean to her is not clean.
So this clean. Is clean your standard, but this
well,
is not clean her standard.
When it, when it comes standard. To, no, like, to the house. I'm talking about the house versus the car thing.
Right.
Because my, like, my fiance or whatever
yeah.
keeps the house clean.
Right.
Cleaner than I keep the house clean.
Mm-hmm.
See, my big thing on keeping the house clean is if you don't make a mess to begin with, there ain't shit you gotta clean.
Right.
So I don't try to like just leave shit laying out everywhere. I don't do all that. Now,
mm-hmm.
she keeps the house way cleaner than she keeps her car, but you know, I'm like on both ends. I could probably keep the house quote unquote not as clean because I feel like I don't really make that much of a mess to begin with.
She would probably strongly disagree with you.
I'm 99.99% sure that she would strongly agree, and of that 1% that's not making the 100 complete, she probably is like a hypothetically still disagree with me.
True.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now on this side, no, she totally keeps the car clean and the house clean. So,
so
I do think that she has a. I don't know, because she'll tell me to go clean the restroom, and like I said, I'll go clean it, and I'm thinking it's spotless, there's not a stain on it, it's all clean. She'll come in there, and she'll be like, I thought you said you were going to clean the restroom. I'm like, I did, or the bathroom. I'm like, I did. That's not clean. Get in there and start scrubbing some more. I'm like, God damn.
Get on your
How
knees
much
and scrub.
More do you want? It's not going to get any more whiter. What's going on?
Bleach the whole thing.
Bleach yeah. it. Burn it. Kill it with fire. Shit. Get rid of it.
Yeah, that's why whenever I know, like, I'll be on my off days or something like that, and she'll tell me, like, do you want to clean the house? I'm like, yeah, not really, but okay, because I know what she means by what she says, you want to clean the house. It's not sprucing up. It's
right.
fucking cleaning, like, deep cleaning, goddamn.
So,
I'm like, I don't know. I can only deal with so much of that shit.
So here's another little nugget, and you, I think this only really happens with Latina women.
Okay.
And
we're gonna narrow that down.
If
okay.
if you are married or have a girlfriend that you live with, and she's a Latina woman, this is another stereotype. If you're asleep and you wake up to the noise, to the sound of Mexican music playing, whether it be, I don't know, like some, oh, what the hell is she listening to these days? Now I think now she's really big into like reggaeton and I can't say his name now without giving up. A copyright. I'm gonna say Sad Bunny.
You can't use artists' names.
I don't know. I just want to be clear on what I say. But if I hear that Sad Bunny shit playing in the morning, I know it's going down. She's in there already scrubbing. I'm like, fuck.
That's what they call that.
I am not gonna get up because
that,
as soon as
like
I get up,
trap reggaeton or something like that.
Yeah,
they call
yeah.
it some kind of like version of trap Spanish rap or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like. There's very few reggaeton I'll even listen to. As it, the only reggaeton that I've actually liked has been
Donna what?
No, it's been Wolfine. Wolfine.
No
Wolfine.
Idea.
He's got a couple popular songs and stuff, but he's been like old one that I've actually liked to listen to. But anyways,
yeah
that's I. You didn't even. I mean, okay. So you said listening to the music.
Yeah,
you
if you listen.
Oh, you know the cleaning is on. Like,
you know the cleaning is on. You know
yeah.
it's happening right
yeah.
now. Like, you know, as soon as you walk through that bedroom door, you're gonna be. She's gonna
yeah.
give you a pan, and so he's like, "All right, you need to start sweeping, and I'll mop. And when you're done with that, go clean the windows. When you're done with that, come back over here. You're gonna scrub the tub. I'm like, oh shit.
We got some corners in the ceiling to sweep
There's
off
some, the,
all the cobwebs.
The fans
off.
They need to be dusted.
Oh god,
I hate doing
oh,
the dusting.
Oh my god. yeah. My family tells me all the time, when are you gonna dust your side of the room? When are you gonna dust the TV counter? Oh, you need to do it. He's like, you're not, this is clean. This isn't clean.
It's not clean. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, no one even looks up there.
I know. No one's gonna like just sit around the house when they first come visit and be like, man,
they're gonna walk in and look at your corners.
Yeah, these ceiling corners are really dusty. Like, you guys need to dust them. Like, yeah, they. Oh God, it's horrible. All right, another stereotype. Okay. Obviously, I know all y'all fools have dealt with this at one point.
Okay.
It's probably the biggest one out there.
Well, hold on. Before you get into it, once again. We're not coming at the female population. Yeah. It's just the guy perspective.
It's just the guy's perspective on how these stereotypes are come to fruition and how they're
Because our demographic, it's about 50-50, so we do have a solid group of female listeners. Ham.
We love lady listeners. Trust me, we're all much respect and much love to you guys, but it's just locker room, guy locker room. Anyway, so the biggest one, and I know all y'all, like I said again, y'all have all dealt with it, is... Where are you gonna eat?
Oh,
where are you gonna eat for lunch? What are you gonna eat for dinner? Where are you gonna go?
Where are you gonna eat?
They'd be the ones that ask you, hey, I'm hungry, let's go eat breakfast.
Yep.
And you'd be like, okay, where do you wanna go? Like, I don't know, what do you want?
I don't know, what do you want? I'm like, I thought you were eating breakfast.
And exactly. You could come up with five different suggestions. Like, now, I thought you were hungry. If you're hungry, you're usually gonna be like, oh, and you know what I found out actually works though?
What's that?
Until she caught on, it was working like it was working.
Wait, what?
She caught on eventually, but it was working great.
Oh no.
Whenever I know we both hadn't eaten dinner or something, or we're both hungry or whatever,
The
first thing I would say is like, hey, guess where we're eating dinner tonight?
Yeah.
And then the first place she said, I knew that's what she'd want, so that's where, like, all right, we're gonna go.
Oh, that is ingenious. I think he's broken the code.
It worked for the first three or four times.
He's broken the codex.
And then she caught on that I would always ask her that right before.
Oh my God.
And then it was game over. It's not working after that. But it did work for a minute there. And
that's
was,
pretty good. Guys,
it was heaven on earth whenever
guys,
you do that.
Guys, if you heard that, use it and let us know how it works. If it works out for you,
it'll work.
Let us know. I'm actually going to use that.
Let us know, comment on our post when we share this podcast, something after you've heard it, or send a DM to our page, our webmaster, whoever, I forget who said it. Let us know that worked for you, and if you want, obviously, for it to continuously work, you might not want to keep doing the same thing I did, maybe do different variations of how you ask that question.
Word it a little bit differently.
Word it a little bit differently, say it a different language if you need to, sign language, whatever, see if it works.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah, it'll go back and forth. Like,
what's your experience with it? Is that what you're saying? Like, you're going
Exactly. The food thing is like, well, I went brunch. I'm like, okay, where do you want to go? Like, I don't know. I'm like, all right, well, let's go to this place. I'm like, nah, it's too long of a wait. I'm like, all right, let's go to this place. I don't really like anything from there except for this, so it's be a waste of time to go there. I'm like, and then we end up going to like fucking Norma's or something. I mean,
what's wrong with Norma's?
Norma's is not bad, but it's not a legit brunch place.
It's a diner though. It's like, you know, you can eat anything at Norma's without even.
Yeah.
So, I would never be like, okay, there's nothing wrong with Norma's. I'm all game for Norma's.
Sorry,
Norma's
guys.
Cafe, no clip by the way.
Norma's Cafe. Hey, shout out, baby. Bro, we never give a shout out to where we eat at for lunch every time we come to podcast.
Oh, I know. We never do. Well, this has only been the second time. I don't know if y'all want to
make it. I'm pretty sure it's
going to
be third week next week, probably.
I love it. I can eat it all day, every day.
I was going to give a shout out. Okay, guys, I know people who are listening around the world, you're not going to know this, but if you ever come to Dallas area. If you ever come to the Dallas area, Texas, if you ever come here, you have to go and try Hall's Honey Fried Chicken. It's probably the best fried chicken of all of Dallas, so... I know there's a lot of Dallas people out here who listen to us. Rudy's ain't shit.
No. Hang on a second.
Okay.
First off, Rudy started it all. Okay? Then you had Henderson's and Hull's. Okay? Those three restaurants go practically hand in hand. Because I'm pretty sure a long time
Sorry,
ago...
Sorry, fried chicken...
A long time ago, one of the instructors in the academy, South Dallas, their beat, Southeast Dallas, whatever, so... Yeah. They'd always go to Rudy's and eat chicken at Rudy's, and they got to know the owners and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure that I remember them saying that the guys owned, well, the one guy that owned Drew used to have a partner, and I think they split off, and that's how Henderson's Chicken came about, because they're practically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Hall's is about the same thing too, so I'm pretty sure those, all the owners of those restaurants go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
They know each other, started the same recipe. But
well, if the
you gotta give equal enough love to all three, man. You can't just say Hall's is the best, because that's not. Well,
this is an equal opportunity thing. If I think that the fried chicken is the best, then I'm gonna say the fried chicken is the best. All
right, okay.
But if you're saying that Hall's Chicken is the birth child of Henderson's and Rudy's, then obviously the student has become the master, because that chicken is really, really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the same concept. You get your chicken, your bread, your slices of bread, your soggy fries, your pickles, and your jalapenos.
Oh, I love soggy fries.
Bro, soggy fries are the best.
I love soggy fries.
I don't know how many people
tell me all the time, crunchy fries are the best. Soggy fries are the best, man.
Yeah.
It depends on the mood.
Oh, yeah.
Soggy
yeah.
fries? I mean, crinkle cut fries are good too, but only from certain places. Anyways, we have gotten off topic.
It's not a food topic. So, yeah, anyways, equal love. So, you were saying.
Oh, equal love. So, yeah, the, if you have a really hard time trying to decide where to eat at, the best thing that I've done, and it still doesn't work, it's not a perfect system, which I'm going to totally use what you said earlier, is research all of these restaurants that have, and you guys, you really have to know your partner to know how to do this. So if there's a particular item that your partner likes, make sure you include that in the restaurant. And when saying that, hey, we should go here because they have great blank, and you're like, okay, yeah, that sounds great, I'm gonna eat that, and that'll help out a little bit. But at the end of the day, man, it still doesn't even work, because it doesn't work.
I wish it helps a little bit, but
it doesn't really help a lot.
I wish there was some kind of secret code to figuring out what women would like to eat on a restaurant. Like, if there was some way that you could just kind of tell, like, okay, it's the third Monday of the month. Okay, she always wants spaghetti or something like this. Like, spaghetti. Or you say, like, Honey Boo Boo's mom is Getty.
Getty.
They just say Sgetty.
Getty.
Sgetty. Oh, and anyways, if there was a way to figure that out, then, you know, there'd be so much more peace in this world and stuff.
Less fights, less arguments.
Less fights, less arguments, less wasted time, and more happy eating time.
More happy eating, bro.
More happy,
that's
bro.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Getting full on love.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Oh.
Panda?
Do you have another one that you want to
You never
about?
Experienced this thing?
Well, yes and no. Back when I was with my daughter's mom, she was pretty straightforward about what she wanted to eat.
Well, that's good.
I was just like, what do you want to eat? And she'd be like, let's do this. And I was like, all right, cool, bet. Let's go there. And I was like, I'll find something on the menu.
Yeah. That's usually, yeah, like whenever.
Just tell me where you want to go. We'll go. I'll find something.
Yeah. Like, I'm not really, my fiance says I'm picky. I don't think I am, per se. I mean, I know when you say that, you kind of pretty much just negate everything she just said.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't feel I'm picky about certain things, but for the most part, like, place-wise, I'm not going to be picky. Like, I'll find something there, and I might be picky about what I eat there, but I'm not going to be picky about the places, per se. That's me.
True that.
Speaking
honestly, I'm not. Another thing that I noticed too is when you and we're staying on this subject a lot, but another thing I noticed too is that if women, don't be afraid to order something off the menu. Like, if it's a first date or something like that, please don't afraid.
Stop
to
eating
order.
Our fucking fries.
Stop eating. Yeah, please order enough food, because the guy does not want to share with you.
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God. Okay, so y'all are on that same.
He
okay, because holy
does
shit.
Does not want to share with you. You.
Holy
if,
shit.
If
okay.
If I order something, I want to eat all of this food that I ordered for myself. I do not want to share with you.
Let me just say this too before I jump on it. Okay. I don't know about y'all's situation. I know my situation for the most part. If you are a 30-year-old, late 20-year-old adult, you tend to have a decent paying job by that time. You tend to have a decent place to live in, whatever, right? So in this economy, in this day and age, you can afford an extra order of fucking fries.
Yeah.
You don't have to get fries out of my damn, like, you don't have to get out of my order. You can have your own fries. They're not expensive.
Yeah.
Order extra
fries. Yeah, exactly. You can have, you know, your own set of stuff. You don't just because we're not sharing our food doesn't mean we love each other any less.
True that.
And you know what the biggest thing my fiance says about that shit? She says that because I'm like the youngest of the guys or whatever, right? Yeah. Not the youngest kid, not the youngest sibling, but the youngest of the guys. She always tells me that I don't like to share because I grew up having all my own things that I never had to share. She always throws that in my face. Like she's the second oldest of 8 kids in a traditional Hispanic family.
I'm sure you're like, fine with sharing, just not your food.
I'm fine with sharing, and I would share my food too, but the thing about it though is
I don't have to be able to share my food because we can always order
more
food.
We can always order more food when you're there.
That's the point.
That's the whole point. It's like,
why it's on the menu. Order of fries.
Yeah, extra order. You can. They're not expensive.
Do you want another meatball?
I get you a
meatball. Fuck.
I wanted a bowl of spaghetti with 4 meatballs. Anyways, it's not about the fact that you don't want to share. It's about the fact that you don't have to share.
There is another one,
and not in a negative way. And you don't have to share because
it's not that we're being assholes.
Yeah, you can get more. If anything, you should take it as a term of endearment that we can be like, hey, go get whatever more you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I can get you whatever you want. I'll take care of my woman.
She gonna eat good.
She's gonna eat good today.
She gonna eat good today.
You know what? I'm in a good mood. You can even get a soda with your drink. Oh my god, I saw that on a, I can't remember the TV show that I saw there. It was a movie, and I think the guy's birthday or something like that, they're at a restaurant eating or something. You know, it's my birthday, she can have a Pepsi too or something. Some real, womanizer guy. I forgot the name of the show, but it was, or movie, but it was, I remember that scene and I still say it to this day. And she gets a kick out of it when she's in a good mood, but when she's not,
I'm just saying, ladies. Would just be like T.I. You can have whatever you like. I'm just saying. If you want to order more food. We don't care.
You can have whatever you like.
Exactly.
You can get more food. It's fine. Menus work. That's the beauty of dollar menus. It's a dollar.
It's a dollar, bro.
$5 bundle boxes and stuff. Exactly. all kinds of. It's probably not the healthiest thing.
GMOs and. Very
fucking Monsanto or whatever in that shit.
Hydrochloride acid, whatever it is, what's in there, but hey, it's a dollar shit.
As long as it's not copper sulfate.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Arsenic.
Oh, and to kind of piggyback off of that, right? So I don't know if you were done with the sharing thing. Speaking on ordering for like drive food, right?
Okay.
You know, probably not the best food you can eat, whatever. But I don't know about you. This is the one thing that I get from my fiance all the time. It's annoying, right? And it's... it's annoying.
Like an extremely custom-ass order menu?
Not that per se. That's not really something that irks me because there's a whole... That's another, thing that I'm on. But as far as, whichever one of you guys that ever experienced this, we'd go to... When I lived in Oak Cliff especially, because in Oak Cliff, we'd go to the same Wendy's or the same... McDonald's or whatever the hell, right?
Yeah.
And once I choose a place that we're going, or once we choose a place, we're going to go to Wendy's, I already know for the most part what I'm going to get before I even get there. I already know because it's Wendy's.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Dave's never changed the menu in I don't know how many years since he invented the motherfucker, you know? So it's there's really not too many new things they add on to those menus.
Yeah.
So I already know what the deal's gonna be. You know, I'd pull up in there.
You should tweet Wendy Wendy, I'm at Wendy's. I'm at McDonald's. What should I get? Nothing. Go back to Wendy's.
We go to Wendy's and we see same old. And Wendy's, by the way, is the best. I think they got the burger down right. You know why?
Because they don't cut corners.
Because they don't cut corners. They got a square patty.
Yeah.
Instead of a round patty. Okay. That means you get
because they don't cut the corners.
Did you
get it? I get it.
Oh my god!
You get four extra bonus bites. You get 4 extra bonus bites with no bun. That's how you get.
You know what Wendy's explanation for that was? Someone asked him, "Hey Wendy, why is your burger square for?" It's so you can get a sample of each bite. I'm from every corner of the bite, so I have to see you get a sample.
4 bonus
bites
with no
bun. That's our gift to you.
It's the best.
That's our gift to you.
So anyway, going to Wendy's, and you know, I order my food, like, immediately pull up, they ask you what to order, what do you want, and I'm like, oh, yeah, tell them whatever, burger, mm-hmm. And then they'll, you know, and they'll ask you, is that complete your order, and I'm like, no, and then I'll ask about,
I can cut it in post if you want.
I asked my fiance, I'm like,
I can get rid of it in post, just let me know if you want me to.
I asked my fiance if she wants, what she wants, you know, what do you want? And then she'll be like, let me look. And I'm like, girl, we've come to the same damn McWendy's for the past four years.
Yeah.
Same Wendy's for the past 4 years. The menu ain't changed. The same stuff that you saw last time we came in is the same stuff that's on the menu today.
It's like, what do you got?
It should not take you 20 minutes to order. So, yeah, that's my whole rant on that.
Why does it have to be different for you? Like, no, you know, you order cheeseburgers every time we come here. Like, you know what? I think I'm going to go with the chicken sandwich this week. I don't even know you anymore. Who are you?
I mean, you're not going to pull up to the Wendy's. And all of a sudden, they have fucking California sushi rolls or something like that. Like, you know, they're not just gonna have.
Who is this Jack in the Box?
Yeah,
Jack in the Box has egg rolls.
Yeah, but you know, they have them all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, they're not gonna pop up with some new, like, oh, would you like to try our hibachi rice or something? No, they don't have them. It's always tacos. It's always the same curly fries and everything. It's never anything new. That's why I don't get it.
One more last thing with the sharing thing. If your fiance or if your spouse calls you before they get home and they ask you, like, hey, I'm going to stop at this place. Do you want something to eat? No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay, you sure? Yeah, I'm good. So you get yourself something to eat, right? And you go home. What happens? Hey, what you get? Oh, I got this. Oh, can I have some? Bro.
Yep.
Are you serious right now?
Yep. Every time I think about that is when Kevin Hart's talking about, he's got one of his stand-up specials. He's like, you want a sip of my juice? You gotta take a whole drink of my juice, and now I gotta take a double sip, and you gotta take a double sip, and you have no sip of juice. It was something like that. He says it's hilarious, but I just that and the same other stand up that he does is like he's talking about how they go to this restaurant to eat food, right? And then he says grace before he eats his food.
Yeah.
So he starts trying to say grace, and then he hears the clink of a fork on his plate. And he looks and sees it as this girl taking
steak,
food off his
that
plate.
That steak is leaving my plate.
And he's like, bitch, you can't even wait till I'm finished talking to Jesus before you eat my food.
Jesus.
But yeah, I kind of learned that one, like, maybe like 2 or 3 years in.
Right.
I was just like, you know what? Whenever I ask her if she wants something, she says, no, I'm going to get something. That I know she would probably eat otherwise. And then by the time I get home and I'm just like, oh, did you bring me anything? I'm like, you said you didn't want anything. She's like, oh, well, I wasn't really sure. I am now. I'm kind of hungry now. And I said, yep, actually, I did think of that. I did anticipate your indecisiveness. And I brought you some nuggets and some fries. Some waffle some fries.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. That's great stuff.
That is some great stuff, man.
I'm glad you guys weren't scared to tread on dangerous waters like that.
Man, that was actually, they kind of opened up for me. I thought, obviously I knew I wasn't alone in that, but.
Yeah, I felt like I kind of was. Because, you know, she'd tell me that all the time, that, you know, you just don't know how to share because you're the youngest sibling, blah, blah, blah. And
you're the prodigy child.
She's like, I grew up having to share everything since she was, you know, second oldest, eight kids and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, so. I always felt like I kind of was alone, and I never really asked anybody that, because I'm like, how do I go to ask anybody that I know, like, you think it's a dick move for me not to want to share? Like, how do you really say something, like, a negative trait about you trying to have a conversation
bro,
about a negative
you're,
trait?
You're just,
like,
you're just going you're like, in damn. Emotion, bro. So, that's just how it is, man.
Yeah, I know, right? That's, holy shit. I'm glad I'm not alone in that one. That made for good, that made for an easy way to share some information.
Very, very much.
Now, here's another little random thing I was thinking about.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are into this, and you guys out there might think I'm a sap or a loser for this, but I am 100% vested, completely vested in the belief of horoscopes when it comes to relationships. I'm a full 100% believer of that shit.
Astrology?
Well, I mean, I guess if you get into the whole astrology thing, I'm not talking about the astrology part.
Zodiac signs.
No, 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 no.
It's the same thing.
It's not necessarily. It's based yes, on it's stars. Defined, it's based on stars. It's blah blah blah. Yeah, I'm not just because I like to talk about cars doesn't mean I want to talk about how they manufacture them. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Like, all I'm saying is I completely believe that whenever you talk horoscopes and you say like Aries is compatible with Taurus, Leo, whatever.
Okay.
Based off reading like the traits and stuff like that, and I check compatibilities all the time. I full fledged believe in that shit. Like, so, I straight up, I don't know about you, but.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Okay.
I'm a fire sign.
Okay.
Aries, right?
Okay.
But apparently, Aries get along with other Aries. They get along with Taurus, apparently. Leo's, I think, was another one, and Gemini's, I think, are the biggest signs that they get along with. Now, when I checked my. I remember, like, being, like, 2 or 3 years in the relationship. and checking my horoscope compatibility with my fiance.
Yeah.
And we're like the two most incompatible signs in the horoscope world. And she's a Cancer and I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
Like the least compatible signs of all the horoscope signs. But been together for 14 years, so I say
what was she?
She's Cancer.
Cancer. Okay.
Yeah. And, well, like I said, we've been together for 14 years, so we're kind of a little bit against the grain on that, but.
Right.
We make it work. But I completely believe it because all the traits that describe Cancer, she's exactly that.
I mean, I do feel that horoscopes are true up until a point. The only thing that I have an issue with is that you have weekly horoscopes, you have monthly horoscopes, you have yearly horoscopes. Like, someone can really just sit there and write, okay, this is what you need to look for in your relationship goals, this is what you need. And there's going to be some guy, girl out there that's going to be like, you know what? And they're just going to resonate some small meaning that this person wrote to their life. And be like, oh, yeah, that is with me right now.
I get you. Okay, let me rephrase that then. Okay, so I buy into some of the horoscope stuff that they do put out daily, weekly. Some of it I found to actually be like, I mean, and I don't mean just like by some twist of like, you know, taking out of context or anything like that. Like, I mean like 100%. Like, I've had some horoscopes be 100% on point with everything they stated, which it always freaked me out. But I guess I more so mean on the compatibility of certain signs and their traits and stuff like that and how they pan out. Like, I always thought that was kind of like, in the beginning, it was like stereotypical and cliche stuff like that. But I mean, looking at signs and getting to know people and stuff like that, it completely makes sense. Like, it all, and I don't think you can just kind of make that up. I mean, I guess if you study human behavior long enough before you invent something like zodiac signs or something like that, I guess you could, but I always 100% full-fledged believe in the whole compatibility.
So as far as like signs go,
yeah,
you say you're Aries, so do you feel that you're the strongest of the zodiac sign?
Not necessarily.
What do you think, in your opinion, is the strongest zodiac signs?
See, I think it's kind of like, I don't know, necessarily hypocritical, but I think it's kind of, undervaluing, I guess, all the other ones to say that any one of them is stronger than the other. Because there's, you could take in any kind of interpretation of what strong means. I mean, you might think strong emotionally. Like
how I look at it is that, each sign has their own strength, each sign has their own weaknesses, but the way I look at it is like, which one is the most adaptable to every single situation?
Yeah.
And if you're going to base your whole thing around the symbols of the zodiac signs, whatever, I would say one, water would be strong. Another one, I would say wind would be strong.
Why would you say water strong?
Because water takes the shape of everything. Well, you put water in a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water in a bottle, it becomes the bottle. That's right, Bruce Lee, bro. R.I.P., baby.
Water
another
can
thing,
flow, or it can crash.
Water can flow,
be water,
crash, be water.
Be
I'm
water.
Just saying, bro.
Hey, but water,
spoken truth.
But hey, water can evaporate, though.
Water can evaporate, which leads me to my next point. When water does eventually evaporate, it becomes a mist, it becomes a vapor, goes into the air. That's why I feel like air is like probably the most strongest one, because without air, you wouldn't have fire, because fire needs oxygen to breathe. Air is water, because water, H2O, oxygen and
CO2.
CO2, yeah. CO2. Hydrogen, oxygen, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So Wait, it leads me to saying that air is probably the most strongest of all the elements. Which air is also Aquarius, which I am Aquarius. So fuck all y'all.
Oh, all that to get to that?
Yeah.
All that buildup just to be, I'm an Aquarius, so fuck y'all.
Shout out to all the Aquariuses out there, baby. We're leading the way.
And then speaking of the whole HGO thing,
yeah.
That reminded me of this one time my boss at work. He told me that the first time he met his father-in-law,
yeah.
Literally was walking up to meet him, right?
Yeah.
The first thing that came out of his mouth when he talked to his father-in-law, the father-in-law asked him a question.
Yeah.
And he asked him, what makes water wet?
Huh.
He's a pretty eccentric kind of guy, but he asked him, what makes water wet?
Right.
It's a real question.
I don't know.
The answer is hydrogen bomb. Hydrogen bombs.
Well, I was actually kind of trying to dissect it. I was like, okay, I'm going to my elements now.
He was like,
I just talked about this H2O. Question.
But imagine, yeah. what if you had met? What if you had met?
Cut that out too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cut that out too.
What if you met your wife's father? First thing he asks you is, what makes water wet?
I do, baby.
No.
Damn, look at that. Man is speaking like a true pimp. What's that?
Whoa.
Oh, man. I don't even know.
That's great. Anyway, that was just a random side story.
It sounds like one of those questions that these real high-tech places, they tell their employees, or their new employees coming in, like the whole... The one I talked to you last time about was the manhole covers. Like, why are manhole covers
a circle
and shit like that? Or how many windows are there in downtown? And how much would you charge someone to clean them all or some shit like that? Just something, like, weird. That sounded like one of those questions. I was like, oh, my God, what? But, dang.
Like
was he trying to get his daughter to marry a scientist or something?
No, I don't. See, this dude apparently was, like, the CEO of some big company. I don't remember what. I really don't remember. Yeah, he's CEO.
So did he get the question right?
No. He didn't know how to answer it, because it's like, I'm just barely meeting you, dude. Now you're going to ask me what makes water wet. Like, that was just... No, he didn't answer it right the first time.
Was he doing anything while he asked him this question?
No.
He was sitting down?
Literally was standing, apparently, and then walking up to say hi and shake hands and whatever, and then what makes water wet?
That's the first question.
I think he took it funny because he was being serious, but he wanted to know, I think I would say something better,
like, do you know how to change a tire? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, alright, show me.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah,
I mean, because I have a daughter, so eventually I'm gonna have to cross that bridge.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, what's up?
You better be able to, like,
what's up, John Doe?
Well, not just, do you know how to change a tire? Not just John knows how to change a tire, but
Joe.
Why can't
Joe Smo?
Why can't your daughter know how to change a tire too?
What is wrong with
fucking
that?
John's around for? What the fuck do we need John for then?
There's nothing wrong with a woman being able to take care of herself.
Sometimes a woman's going shopping by herself.
Does your wife know how to change a tire?
I don't know. I haven't asked her. No, I don't think so. No, I should teach her.
So.
I barely know how to change a tire.
So
what?
A couple years ago.
Oh my God! What the?
Sorry, guys.
If your wife,
we're not all created equal. I'm sorry.
So if your wife ever was in a situation where she wasn't had a flat tire, would she call you or her pops?
Guarantee she would call her dad.
Probably her dad.
Guarantee she would call her dad.
Most likely.
That's not a good sign.
It depends where it's at, though. Like, depends, like, what the situation is.
Like, so there's something I'm about to say right now that you told me, and if you don't want it, I can cut it in post.
I think there's
some expectations that are really high. I mean, obviously, my mom set the bar extremely high, and, I mean, there's some things that I know how to do, some things I don't know how to do, but I'm willing to learn how to do a lot of things, but there's...
Like a podcast?
Exactly, yeah, something like that. But, I mean, ladies, your dads are probably going to be your best friend. So, yeah. And if you do happen to marry someone like your dad, and that's another thing that women say a lot, is like, you always end up with someone just like your dad. I don't know, maybe.
I don't think she did. I mean, I
know. What's extremely stubborn just like her dad? And I'm kind of like, really, oh shit. I'm
Okay, we'll cut it out of post, no worries. We'll fix
so
it.
She's extremely stubborn, just like her dad. So there's some things I'm just like, bro, like, come on, chill. What the hell? What the hell, bro? Like, come on.
Well, that was funny. I think either you came out on route to help me or you called me. And like, bro, guess what happened this weekend? I was like, what? It's like, she went off on me because I'm not a plumber.
Apparently, I'm not a fucking plumber, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't know the pipe fucking busted. And I don't even know what actually happened. I don't remember that name. But,
You ended up fixing it. I think you ended up fixing it.
Yeah, I ended up fixing it. Asses.
It was in your restroom, I think.
Yeah, it was one of the pipes in there was like, I guess not a pipe, but it was a
the hose.
It was inside the toilet. Like there was like a thing that was loose, so it was leaking, or it was kind of overflowing. I don't know, something like that.
I actually had to go buy a new one.
And that was it. They fixed it. Like, that was it. But she got on to me like it was a huge ass thing. Like you got to go under the house and weld the pipe back together. Once you weld it, soldering.
Well, you solder if it's copper, but I mean, you gotta solder
all this. I'm like, bro, it wasn't even a big deal. We just had to go to Ace Mart, whatever. But yeah, that's one of the things. Yeah, that's another thing. Women can be stubborn. Sorry, women. That's just a given.
And I'm not trying to knock you, bro. I'm not trying to knock you at all.
Here we go again.
Right? No. I'm not trying to knock you at all. But in all fairness, though, in this day and age, you really shouldn't have to figure shit out for yourself. Now, like YouTube, there's guys that tell you how to fix just about anything in the house.
Yeah,
you know, all you gotta do is just take the time to Google and YouTube, and man, that's how I've learned a lot of my stuff.
I did learn how to Google the.
You learned how to use Google?
No, Google the. what's it called? Yeah, I learned how to Google, guys.
You know, if you Google, the internet explodes.
Really?
Yeah, so don't try it at home.
Oh, you should try right now.
All right, bet.
Are you done Twittering?
What are you talking about?
You've been on Twitter this whole time. That's where you've been at. You're finally contributing. The first thing you said.
Let's go back. Anyways, to what were you saying?
Oh, so I had to figure out how to change the oil on the Jeep, and because the Jeep is a little bit different where, from my Fusion, whatever. So I had to YouTube that and figured it out in 5-10 minutes just to learn how to do it. So I didn't have to go to a dealership or whatnot to do it. So. But it was cool though.
It's legit. I don't go to dealerships to do that. Oil changes, man. I still probably save a little bit. You probably save a couple bucks.
I think you save $5 to $10 if you do it on your own.
I still had to take it to someone to get it changed because I didn't have a certain wrench that I had to take off the filter with.
Because there's special filters.
In the end, I still ended up having to get somewhere. But I learned it if I ever need to.
Actually, when it comes to oil changes, certain things like that, I'll just pay someone to do it.
For your truck, it should be pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's a regular old filter, quartz, and everything, oil pan. Right. It's all the same for the Ford. It's an older Ford, but I would still, like I said, $5 to $10.
I mean, it just becomes a convenience, bro. Like,
it's convenient.
Could you do it on your own and take maybe 30 minutes to an hour to do it because you have to wait for it to trickle all the way down and stuff like that? Or do you go take it to the shop or wherever you end up getting the stuff done and they get you in and out in 10 minutes?
You have to get rid of the old oil too, so you have to take it to a certain spot to get rid of the old oil if you're trying to be.
Oh, we just throw it on the ground, bro.
I was gonna say, are you one of those guys that just throws oil on the ground?
Yeah, we just throw it on the dirt.
That's an environmental hazard. I'm probably gonna call an EPA on you.
It's not good for your soil if you do that.
Well,
I mean, like,
the IP is gonna be tracked to your house, so you're sending them to yourself.
Anyways.
No, I'm gonna use a VPN.
But you know about VPNs?
Yeah, I'm gonna use a VPN encrypted, so you're not gonna trace me. Sorry.
You can't fix a pipe, but you know about VPNs.
I told you, I'm tech savvy in some sort of things.
Google VPNs and learn how to.
I'm sorry, I know more about fucking folklore and hauntings than I do about fucking plumbing. Sorry.
Sue me. I'm not a plumber.
It's just funny.
I don't like to show my ass crack all the time. That was a straight up stereotype. Sorry,
it's true, though.
Sorry for all those plumbers. Yeah, it is true, man.
Fucking true.
I mean, there's a reason it's called plumber's back. Like, that's called plumber's back.
Like, Jesus, like, do you need a belt?
Like, I remember back in the day, I was talking to this one girl, I'm trying to decide if I should say her name or not.
Don't say
I
her
name. I don't even know
her
name.
You could just say it rhymes with
something. But then again, how do you know what girl it is?
Why do you want to know? Why do I want to know for?
No, I'm saying that. So I was dating this chick named Sarah. Okay. Back in the day, like high schoolish. And I remember she would talk all this smack, like, oh, this and that, that. And I was like, well, do you know how to cook? She said, no, not really. And she's like, why not? I asked her, why not? And she's like, well, do you know how to build a house? I was like, technically, yeah. I know how to, like, throw down concrete, put up the frames, set up this, set up that.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do it overnight, but I can get it done.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay. And I just kind of, like, shut her up.
That was, yeah, because that's usually, I've heard that's like kind of like the go-to. It's
like, well, yeah. Do you know how to build a house? It's like, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Oh. Okay.
Oh. Oh, damn, okay.
Okay, I got nothing now.
I got nothing now. He came at me with that one. That was a good one.
I mean, if you take me to Home Depot, one. Like, if Aunt ever wanted to, like, redo the ground here, I can tile it up for him.
Nah, I'm good, bro. Hey, we painted the room in here.
I've never really fucked with paint, so I'm happy. I'm happy it came out some decent.
I mean, I have some par paint skills from working with my brother-in-law. So, he's a master painter. Whatever they're, what, I don't know, what are they called? Journeyman?
No, there's no certifications for painters.
Not for painting.
No, the only kind of professions that require...
They have a uniform. They wear all white.
Yeah, but that's
just...
That's
the standard.
That's because it's...
The painter is.
There's only few types of, when it comes to home remodel, that require certifications, and that's anything that's HVAC, like AC stuff,
okay,
plumbing, and electrical. That's it. Those are the only guys that are required to be certified. So like, if you ever get foundation guys saying certified foundation repair guys, that's where they're full of shit.
Oh,
if you get anybody saying they're certified roofers, they're full of shit. There ain't no such thing as certified.
People on here are like, oh my fucking God, I got screwed out of my... screwed out of this paint.
The only thing certified are plumbers, electric guys, and HVACs. Anybody that tells me...
What about roofers?
They are lying. No. I just told you roofers.
Oh,
no.
Shit, okay.
Yeah, unless they're doing solar panels, but...
Yeah.
Those guys should get certified and paid more because they're in the hot-ass sun all day.
Well, certification necessarily means that they're like, you know, it's some kind of highly difficult skill to acquire.
But then again, like, it's probably the owner is certified, not his crew.
No. Well, I'm saying there's no certification.
No, but like for the certification, if they do have it,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, the owner got it. It's not his entire crew.
Yeah.
Like, they hire Juan from down the street and they're like, let's do it.
Home Depot dudes to do it. They hire those guys. No. Yeah. So that's a little gee whiz there for you, for anybody who didn't know about home remodels.
Yeah, that's
those are the only ones that are certified. Anybody else is just trying to bullshit you, get you out of your money.
Yeah,
dude, I don't think we stayed on topic.
Don't pay the same amount of money.
Yeah, we kind of went off a little bit.
Yeah,
so anyways,
know,
okay, so
let's go back.
That was all stereotype, and that was more like a boyfriend stereotype kind of thing about it. Like
we kind of
knocked ourselves on some stuff.
Hey, what does Felipe Esparza say? Like,
I'm already here.
No. He said that. Whoever said that Mexicans are really hard workers?
Yeah.
Who came up with that?
I am lazy.
I call in sick to an interview.
No, I didn't call in. My mom called in.
Oh, you didn't call in. My mom called in. Are you ready to work today? Not right now.
No, my ride already left.
My ride already left, bro. Let me go ask them if they can stay a couple minutes. There are some things that guys are not totally keen with. Like Panda said, I wouldn't know the first thing about building a house, but I can slap some paint. I can maybe do some sheetrock.
See, that's the good thing about men. Like,
we come together.
I don't. Yeah, I don't want to knock on women or something, but like y'all fucking hate yourselves, y'all own kind.
Oh my god.
But like,
okay,
at least for us,
disclaimer.
At least for us guys, it's like, hey man, come through. I'll buy us some food, get us some beer, and just help me knock the shit out.
Yeah, chipping for gas.
Chipping for gas, eh?
No, yeah, that reminds me, because you said, you know, like women, you know, it's like Chris Rock had made this one perfect, why I say not perfect, okay? Chris Rock has a flaw, obviously. But this one statement that, you know, in hindsight, it kind of made sense. You know, that's what they, and I know women are probably going to disagree with me because it piggybacks off what Panda just said. But Chris Rock specifically said in his little comedy skit that he did, and he was talking about how there would never ever be a female president, and that is not because of like you know, people.
You just triggered a lot of people right now, so hurry up and finish your sentence.
Okay, anyway, so this is what Chris Rock says.
Well, he said Chris Rock. He didn't say. He said this isn't his. Yeah.
I'm saying this is not my opinion, but he says, I'm just speaking because it reminded me of that. He said there would never be a female president because women hate women. That's what they always say. Women hate women, you know. And then he does the whole example of how, like, you know, when like guys, you bring your girl around your guys. It's like, damn, you know, Anthony has a good woman, so I need to get me a girl like her.
Yeah.
That's what I told Anthony. I was like, Anthony, yeah. Does your wife have any sisters or something, bro? Because your wife is, like, fucking badass.
Yeah. And so, and, like, but versus women, so whenever, he's like, thank you. Thank you.
She still puts the fear of God into me, so, but still, though, your wife is pretty cool.
And then he goes on to say, when women bring a guy around their women friends, they're like, I gotta get him. Instead of, you know what I mean? That's like the difference.
That between, person, I gotta get him.
You know, guys say, I gotta get a girl like that. And women say, I gotta get him. Instead of like, you know, saying, get a guy like him.
Man, that's some knowledge on that one.
That just reminded me. Like
message.
That's Chris Rock. That wasn't me. But I just thought that was funny because like Panda just went from zero to savage. And, like,
I know.
Well, I mean, I'm on Twitter a lot. And the good thing about Twitter is you follow somebody and they follow other people, and if they retweet it, it shows up on your feed. So I follow musicians sometimes I retweet something that fans say, and I'll find it appealing or whatever, and I'll follow them and I'll see their tweets and so forth. But like, from what I've seen, these girls are out here hitting themselves. Like earlier on here, I was scrolling and I was all like, something, 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 something. Why you salty, sis? And I'm just like, wait, what's going on? And I look into it a little bit more, go on the thread, and it was just like something real little. Like, oh, we were wearing the same shirt and you didn't want to change, or some fucking crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, it also has to do with their age and their mindset, but...
That's true. Yeah, I can vouch for that.
So going back to topic.
Yeah,
didn't veer off too much of it because I mean.
Nah, I mean we still piggyback on. Yeah. It was just more of a male perspective for a while.
Yes, we hold grudges for a long time.
Well, there was another thing that I saw on the internet where it was all like, I think it was a poll somewhere, and it was like, for couples, do you guys sit on the same side of a booth, or do you guys sit away from, like, in front of each other?
That is a good question.
What do you do?
We sit on the opposite side.
Because that's normal. That's what I do.
That's why I do that too. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. I think when couples do that, I think that's like a strong indication of how new they are in the relationship.
When they sit together or when they sit apart?
When they sit together on the same side and they do stuff like that. Like I think they're so, like, when I see that, I don't hate on them. It's whatever. It's their life they're living. I ain't paying their fucking bills or nothing.
There's a guy spot in their tab.
I'm not paying for their life, so I don't care. They can tell me to fuck off all day. I don't care. But whenever I see couples doing that, that's my biggest indicator that they haven't, you know, they ain't been in the game long enough. They're still in the honeymoon phase. They ain't learned the real harsh trials and tribulations you're gonna have to deal with future on your future, in the future of your relationship. So that's just my opinion of it. Because I mean,
and speaking of that, how do you feel about PDA?
Well, let's finish that, because you said you find that weird.
I find it weird too.
I thought you were gonna say that you sit on the same side as your wife does in the booth.
I'm sorry, no, I don't.
I thought you were.
She actually hates it.
Yeah, because do you know how this motherfucker eats? This nigga needs a space to eat.
I need my space to eat, bro. And I mean, that's just, I don't know, that just always happens. The only time we'll sit, man, bitch, I ain't fucking that fat.
I didn't say you were fat. I just said you like your space to eat.
I need my own space to eat. Like, I need like a whole orbit to eat.
You said orbit.
You need shoulders.
You said orbit. I said you like your space to eat.
I have big broad shoulders. Sorry, guys. Anyways, I think it just comes down to, I need my own personal space to eat food, whatever, feel comfortable.
Yeah, plus it's a lot easier for you to hold a conversation when they're right in front of you.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, the only time that we'll sit together on a bench is if we're with another couple or we're...
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like that, yeah, that makes sense.
Honestly, I don't even do that shit.
You don't even do that either? You keep the same space?
I keep the same space. That's it. Really? Yep.
I mean, it is weird. Like, it is weird when we go out and we sit on the same bench.
See, because I don't think I've ever been on a double date or anything like that. Whenever
it's
I was
been
with,
a long times I have too, but
yeah, whenever I was with or whenever I it's usually just me and the other person.
Oh well, you know what? I'll go back off that. I don't do that when it's because it's usually with her family. With her family, I still sit across from her. I can't remember the last time I double dated with a friend, honestly. I can't
remember either.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. I don't invite you. I don't know.
No, I know. It's like, man, until I started doing this podcast with y'all, you pretty much were like, fuck Chris. I don't want to talk to his ass.
I just heard about Chris third person.
Shots fired.
Pew, pew, pew.
Anyways, yeah.
Anyways.
Or you were going to say it because we were talking about sitting across and you were going to go.
So, I mean, what about... I know, this is going off of a real stereotype thing, but what do you feel about PDA?
Oh, PDA.
Okay, so we're moving on from this. We're done with this. No more ad about that. We're moving on to PDA?
Yeah.
Who wants to start that one? Because I feel like mine is short.
PDA, my thing is, like, yeah, I don't...
Like, I'm BDA to a certain point. Like, I don't want to see you out there, like, tonguing your...
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Exactly.
That's way too damn much.
If you're going to show affection, show affection, but, like, be aware that there's other people around. And if you're going to be the person that says, well, why are y'all looking? Why the fuck are you doing it out in public?
Yeah.
Like, it's happening, like, right in front of me. Like, how am I not supposed to miss that? Like,
I think when it comes to that, it's like, you know, there's more so, like, okay, adults know, whatever, you know, but kids?
Mm-hmm.
If I had kids out with me, I don't want to see two young kids or whatever, younger couples just... full-fledged tongue fucking, like I don't want to see that.
Whoa.
Like,
whoa.
I don't want my kids seeing that either. Like if I had kids with me, I wouldn't want that. I'm like, dude, y'all calm down. Like y'all are on some Skinamax shit right now. Y'all need to calm down. Fucking, you know, do that shit later.
It's also like, hot 3 days in.
Yeah. So you don't need to be doing it in public. I'm all about hugging, holding hands, the occasional like
kiss,
peck. The occasional peck.
Peck?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Peck. He's like, I love from a Wiz Khalifa song. Where he's talking about, why girls give me pecky?
I don't know if that means pecky. I don't know.
Pecky, the kid is.
Yeah, I know.
But quickies on the lips,
he might have a different definition of what that
tried,
means.
No, I'm pretty sure. Wait a minute.
I don't know, man. He sounds like a clout chaser. I just found out what clout chaser meant yesterday.
Clout chaser, really? Yeah,
clout,
oh my god.
Clout
wait, what?
I just found.
Clout.
Clout chaser.
Yeah, clout chaser.
I just. Because Bully's a clout chaser.
What?
Yeah, he is.
How?
Bro, like...
You leave Billy alone.
Because whenever he was hurt, remember way back
when
he was hurt?
Oh, okay.
So he brought all of that shit back last week. He pretended that he was hurt again.
He started limping again?
Yeah, he started walking sideways again, and then I picked him up. He tried to pretend like he couldn't get up onto the couch. Like
it's
because
you feed him the wrong food.
No, he eats the food, bro. He wants a damn snack.
You need to get him the... For, like... Adult small breed. You give him the regular
that's what
standard?
He has.
No, it isn't,
no,
bro.
I don't give
no,
him
it
that.
Isn't.
I don't give him
PETA,
that.
Save this dog.
No. you. Shit. Come in my house.
You're going to get shot.
Fuck around and find out. Shit.
Don't
take my dog around me.
John Wick on somebody.
Hell yeah.
Anyways.
Oh my god, that movie was awesome.
Panda, what was your response on that one?
I already said it.
You said your PDA thing?
Yes, I already said it.
Yeah, sure. What was it?
He did say it was going to be short. But
you hear that, listeners?
That's what she said.
They didn't even hear me.
Yeah, because you're too busy on Twitter.
I'm trying to get us more questions from...
Oh,
from,
you know what? He
from,
did mention something. I just... You did kinda,
I don't
remember.
It was so subtle.
Like, I think it's... Yeah, it was just, like a subtle drop, and then we like immediately kept going.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, fuck what you're saying. Go back to Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm over here asking the people if they want us to talk about anything. So basically, the PDA, for me, it's all like, if you're going to do it, you know, fine, but like you said, don't be doing no extracurricular activities. Like, you are in public.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to show affection, that's all fine.
Have some class.
Yeah, but
and
it's like
you've been there before.
But I mean, there's a time
this
and place.
Isn't your first rodeo. It's your third husband.
Well,
damn.
There's a time and place for everything. You're out in public, and if you're going to be the people that are like, whoa. Don't pay attention to what we're doing. Like, we'll do it to where nobody can pay attention to you.
Yep. Wholeheartedly, girl.
If you're doing that in public, then you're putting yourself in the fire, in the way of the public's opinion. Like, if you don't want to,
yeah,
then don't do it. I thought you were trying to give me Morse code or something.
Oh, no.
You want me to toss the pizza? What does that mean, Chief?
That's what she said. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, you got any more topics, Chris?
I didn't know there was any more stereotypes I could really think of. I know I brought out some of the ones that kind of probably annoy me the most than anything.
I feel like we're missing a big one.
There's one that I have.
Go for it.
So you guys probably been in a relationship longer than me, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, in my 14 years.
Yeah, I think the longest run I have is with my daughter's mom, which is like 5-6 years.
Okay.
Did you guys let them drive? Like, I'm not trying to be a bigot or anything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to be a bigot or anything, but like...
No. Unless I am really tired...
Unless I'm fucking drunk or tired, I'll be
tired,
like, sure, drive.
Drunk, or, like, in this morning's case, hungover.
Drive.
I'm always gonna drive.
Yeah, same thing.
It's not really like... I don't really think that it's like not so much as like a guy's thing. It's being a big.
I feel like it's a guy thing. I feel like it's your job to drive.
It is, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't see it as a negative thing. Like, I feel
like...
Yeah,
me neither.
I feel like when you're in a car... driving is one of the most dangerous things you can do all...
It should be considered heavy machinery.
And it is. And so, like, whenever you're together... Right, whenever you're out and about somewhere, not in the house, even at the house, you as a guy want to feel like you can protect your woman if you're a proper gentleman, right? If you're a proper guy, you know what I mean?
Right.
You want to feel like you can protect your girl, you know, your
or fix
your
the pipes or a leakage or something,
fix the pipes, you know, learn how to be a plumber.
Boom.
Anyways, and so part of, like, when you're driving, that's like me taking care of her.
Okay, not
trying to make it seem like I'm, you know, not ladies again, not to be offensive, not that women are needing to be taken care of or anything like that, because I'll tell you right now, my fiance is probably the strongest woman I've ever met in my entire life.
She don't even need me.
She don't even need me. And so, like, whenever, like, we're out and about, I feel like me driving is kind of part of me doing, as like, you know, the guy's part to you know, keep your woman safe, chips, because you're handling the car, you're responsible for everybody in the car.
Basically, you feel like you need to show... I mean, that's kind of basing on me, too. I feel like that's my part that I should be doing. I should be having that chivalry and courting your women, like...
Wooing, courting.
What is this, 18th century? And words? Anyway.
Shakespeare.
I mean, it's just what you're supposed to... What's the guy supposed to do? Like, I still open up the door for my, you know, for my wife. Sometimes it's kind of hard to drive when you've been driving all day and you're like, fuck, I don't want to drive tonight. And sometimes I won't drive. Sometimes I let her drive. I mean, she's a pretty good driver for the most part. She has hit them corners pretty hard. And dude, are you ever in a passenger seat?
And sometimes you're scared for your life?
But do you ever push the invisible brakes whenever you're going
to stop?
Honestly, because of my career, I tend to do the old, like, let's play light out, brake light out.
Oh, my
God. I do that. Like, I just notice it.
Yeah.
It's just a habit.
It's second nature, man.
And even when I'm driving, every now and then, I'll be on the road and I'm like, this motherfucker is hauling ass. I know he is.
Yeah.
And I'll instinctively look to the dash, because that's where my display for my radar is. So, like, I'll look and I'm like, fuck, I'm not in my squad car, duh.
Radio.
Unit 91, come in, radio.
You call me radio.
You call me Unit 91, radio.
Unit 91, radio. Team Red Rod.
So, yeah, but I feel like as a guy, you should be the one always driving. Like, you really should. That's just your part in, like, doing your, like...
I'm not saying, ladies, that you shouldn't drive, that you shouldn't have to drive all the time, because if you want to drive...
Drive.
Because sometimes your man is tired, and he worked all day in a hot-ass sun, and he was driving all day, so...
Except for your Anthony, because you spend, like, 4 hours of your fucking day on your phone.
I don't know what you're talking about. Denied. Sorry, I listen to podcasts, bro. I listen to podcasts at work all day. Anyways.
All right, so going back to the PDA thing, we had a listener. Oh, my God, I thought Anthony put his hand on my side, and I was like, whoa, bro, chill. I didn't know we were on that level.
Yeah, he took PDA to an extreme right there.
It was just a pillow. It was just a pillow.
Because
this shit came here, and I was like, whoa. It was just a pillow, guys. It was just a pillow.
Romance.
All right, so we had a listener send in his opinion about PDA. I don't know how he feels about having his real name out there, so I'll just use his Twitter handle. His Twitter handle is iKingTaro. And he says, since it's PDA, might as well throw in the whole take pics of PDA. Like, if I were to do a thing for my girl, I think it ruins the specialness when it gets posted online.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, shout out to iKingTaro, I get that. Yeah, yeah.
Do you get it? Because I couldn't really, like...
No, he's... Okay, what he's saying is, it's kind of like whenever... Like, in my opinions, and this is just... I'm not trying to, like, be a dick or anything again, but, like, it's kind of like when you do a GoFundMe for somebody, right? When you donate money to a GoFundMe for, like, a good cause, and I don't know about everybody else, this is just maybe I'm too overcritical, or maybe I'm being too much of a dick, but whenever I donate in a GoFundMe, I never put my name on the thing.
You just leave it blank and just...
I leave it anonymous. That way, if the actual person who's receiving this money wants to know who donated, they'll see the anonymous, they'll see who actually donated, and realize that, okay, Chris did donate some money. I don't care to put my name because I feel that by doing something like that, it just like how iKingTaro said, it does. I think it takes away the value of it because it's kind of like, hey, look at me, I'm donating money, huh? You know, you guys should feel I'm special. Look at me, I'm donating. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's okay, so like, that's kind of how he wanted to spin it.
Yeah, it's more like if you, it's more like for me.
It devalues it.
I take that as more like, okay, I'm doing something for my girl, and I don't give a damn who knows, because the person that matters to me and the person who I really want to know and care knows it because I did it for her, and that's fine enough and that's good enough for me. But like, I feel like, yeah, like I see where he's kind of, that's what I think he's coming from. It's like he doesn't want to be like, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's you just don't want it to be like, you know, you're just kind of putting it out there for attention, I guess, and then it takes away the meaning of what you're actually doing, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to be, like, you know, genuine to your girl and say, hey, I got you this or did this for you. And, you know, you don't need to share it with the world so that it doesn't feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I only did this for my woman so that I could get some cred for it.
I got some clout for it.
Yeah, some clout. You know, like,
That sounds a lot like entitlement. And
No. That's just what he's just saying, because one of the
listeners... Do you want me to reread it?
Like, yeah, reread it, because I think he missed it.
All right, so iKingTaro sent in, since you guys are on the PDA subject, might as well throw in the whole take pics of PDA. Like, if I were to do a thing for my girl, I think it ruins the specialness when it gets posted online. And I was, like, reading it in my head before we brought it up, and I kind of didn't really understand it, but then Chris explained it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it made sense now.
I mean, well, that's the... I mean, some people like that self-gratification, some people don't. Me, personally, I don't really care, but if... If I don't really care, that's just the gratification thing of it. I don't have an issue with it. I mean, but if that person does,
all right. So let's say that you were like a famous YouTuber. We actually get famous from this podcast thing, and you're out with your wife getting a piece of za or something, shooting the streets, and then somebody's out there taking pictures of you, like, oh, we saw so-and-so. Anthony from Your Average Pod at here.
Mm-hmm. I don't personally know. It won't personally affect me. But,
Do you feel that every time you do something nice for somebody or your girl, that you have to, like,
post
if you,
it online.
You feel like you, like, you feel like you've shared online, that it makes it more special or takes away value from it? I feel like
I mean, some people like to see other people in love.
I don't think Anthony's like that, though.
I don't know, man.
Anthony's not like that. neither am I. Like, I don't...
I agree. I guess I could... I kind of agree. I think some people, yeah, I do like to see other people just generally in love. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess... I don't know. I'm big on...
I mean, that goes back to the whole damn... And there was this one movie that played it out perfectly. That Valentine's...
No, we're not going to talk about The Notebook.
No, not The Notebook. But The Notebook. Overrated. Triggered. Like, oh my God, someone just got triggered because of that. Said that. Anyways. No, the movie Valentine's Day, where... the George Lopez character crashed into this football player. He happened to be gay, and all his flowers came out of his car. And the guy goes up to him and says, like, hey, man, I'm sorry, man, but... And then they start talking, and then he said, like, man, how come these guys can't deliver their own flowers to people? He's like, sometimes you have to acknowledge your love in front of others for it to be real. Now, with that, ooh, I can kind of say, like, that sounds a little bit like one of the person is a little bit more... like into themselves more. Well,
especially like since your wife works in an office setting, and then somebody that I had in my life works in an office setting as well. I was never the type of guy that would send flowers and stuff like that. I was like, man, that's, to me, I feel like that's stupid. But like being in that kind of environment is like, oh, Susie got flowers. Oh, Rachel got flowers.
It could be a hostile environment sometimes.
And then it's like, oh, you didn't get anything?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Women hate women.
Yeah, bro.
It comes back full circle.
I don't know. I'm more on the whole, like, I don't need anybody else's validation when it comes to showing neither my love for somebody. Yeah, I don't think I need it.
I don't need it either.
I'll share certain things. Like,
but you
like,
being after 14 years together, I'm sure she completely understands that. And
yeah.
But I mean, like, especially for me, being like, if I were to be in a new relationship,
yeah,
I would have to, like, do that kind of courting, especially if she was, like, in an office environment, especially now in 2019.
Yeah, think about that one.
Yeah, I did. I was like, 20 now in 2020.
How much water have you had?
Hydrogen? I agree with that. Now, I'll share, like, silly things that we do together, probably, and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's probably as far as it goes. Like, I think, I know you saw my post. I don't know if I have it on Facebook yet, but...
I don't use Facebook.
I know. Oh, you don't use Facebook?
I just have it for the memes.
Okay. Well, I know you saw my post the other day where I had ordered a shirt.
Hey, buddy.
And it was a custom-made shirt.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
And it was my fiancé's face. Like all over the shirt.
Oh, I saw it on Instagram.
Oh yeah, okay. I
didn't get it. I was like, "Who is this?" I was like, "Is this your sister or something?"
Oh no!
I was like, "I don't understand it."
That's my fiance.
Well, I don't have any like.
Yeah, I don't really use.
Like this is the Chris I know. I don't know like outside of here.
Yeah, but that was my fiance, and I told her like one day it was funny because we were just sitting in the dining room and I just said, "Hey, just smile real quick." And I took a photo.
Oh my god, dude, that's awesome.
I did that, and then I just edited it out, and then I...
God, that's freaking awesome.
And I got a whole shirt of her face all over it. It's funny as hell.
That's so awesome.
So I shared that, you know what I mean? But other than that, it's like, you know, funny, dumb stuff like that I would just think anybody would get a kick out of and just laugh, yeah. And necessarily feel validate my love for her.
I don't think it's as big as it's been until now, until the whole social media thing blew up.
Yeah.
Where people just want to know, to let other people know that, hey, I'm in love with somebody. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing
first
wrong
date,
with that.
Hashtag first date, kind of nervous.
Yeah, hashtag Kofi nervous.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
So there was my friend Elijah. You remember Elijah? The first little pilot we had in the car when we were drunk?
That one will never be aired because I lost the data.
You lost
guys.
The data? Okay. So he posted this thing on Snapchat where he's all like, you best believe that I'm gonna be paying attention to your Snapchat while we're on our first date. And if I see half of the table, you're gonna pick up half of this damn bill.
Huh. I don't get it.
If you're showing that you're out with somebody, but that you're not out with him, then okay, you can pay your half of the bill.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, it's like, what he's saying is, if you know, if I see your Snap story and it all is showing is everybody else but not me, then you pay for your half of the bill.
Oh,
I mean, you know, since you want to claim that I'm not here with you, then you
can
claim
the
money on you know, pay for yourself. So. I get that.
Like, if you're only going to show half of the story, then you're going to pay half of this bill.
I get it.
And
you know,
I was like,
if I'm not that important for you,
I was like,
bro,
where was this picture? Like, when I was like, fronting money like crazy.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, as you go ahead, man, because I felt like you had something going because you were like, first of all.
I think I lost it.
You lost your train of thought.
You made me lose my train of thought. Sorry, guys.
Usually we just go on a rant, but this time we just completely forgot.
Yeah, I lost. I forgot it, man. Shit.
Man. Oh, well.
The whole social media thing. But like I said, that's totally fine nowadays. It's fine, but I would just really... It would be cool because some people just don't want to share their emotions because either one, they're afraid to lose who they're with, they don't want to make them upset, but in a great relationship, you got to be able to show your feelings with the other person. You can't just be holding in these feelings with them. So talk to each other shit besides that shit. If you really feel a way, you don't have to just go whatever your partner is saying.
Are you done?
Share how you really feel.
Are you done?
Tell me how you really feel.
Before I forget.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, here we go.
So, like, in this day and age, the saying going around the internet right now is that, like, if he's not showing you off on your on their social media, that means he's trying to protect somebody else, or he's trying to keep his hoes, you know, like, that he's still available something. Yeah. It's all like, that's why, but it's like, that's why you're not on his snaps, sis. That's why, homeboy's not showing you off. That's why homegirl is showing that she's riding passenger, and she's not showing who's driving, because, quote unquote, they're trying to keep their hoes active in their life.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you, because you guys are pretty old school. Like, I know on your social media you have pictures with your wife. No?
Not on my Instagram.
But then again,
on my Facebook.
Yeah, but then again,
Facebook is plastered everywhere.
Yeah, but then again, I feel like Instagram, it's your own personal take. Like, I like Instagram because I don't feel like I have to constantly post. Like, I'll post here and there, and it's whatever I feel like doing it at that point in time. Facebook, maybe so, because it's a little bit more family oriented.
Yeah.
Slightly more adults use
it. Yeah, yeah.
Basically what you're saying is Facebook's for old people.
We've already talked about that, and you know it's fucking true.
Yeah, it is true. Chris is going to be like, wait, what?
But then eventually, I mean, look at it this way. Like, I started in Zanga. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
No.
It was like a blogging page.
Okay.
And that was like when I was 10-ish, 11-ish. And they're just blogging my days. But you pretty much use it as a personal diary. And then from there, I think the next thing to go was like High Five or something like that. And after that, I think I went into MySpace. Eventually, I outgrew MySpace and went into Facebook. Outgrew Facebook, went into Instagram. Outgrew that, went into Twitter. I'm still on Twitter. I've been on Twitter for like fucking 12 years. Mm-hmm. But eventually, it'll grow with the trends. Like, everybody who in our age, high schoolish, was when Facebook came out. So obviously now, of course, the demographic's a lot older.
Yeah.
And right now, they're scrambling trying to
stay fresh.
Yeah, figure out how to bring the demographics to a lower age to, you know, make them longer. But I mean, it just happens. Eventually, the platform, as long as they keep some familiarity, they should keep their user base. But yeah, that was one of the things that was going on there. And then I told Quintero that we were also talking about the whole driving thing. And he was just pretty straight to the point. He was all like, if I'm tired, she can drive. That's about it.
Yeah. It touched up what we say. We're tired, drunk, or hungover. Then definitely.
Yes, please have a designated driver, people. Please drive, stay responsibly.
Arrive alive.
Don't go to sleep dead. Wait, how
don't do you mean don't wake up dead?
Don't wake up dead. Wait, how do you wake up dead? Because you're alive when you go to sleep.
And damn. Now we get fucking copyrighted.
I gotta say the whole sentence, so I'm not gonna say it.
Sorry. So, you guys have anything else on top of your head? I mean, we talked about PDA, we talked about driving.
Talked about girlfriend wife stereotypes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's 100 other more out there.
I think you could branch off into these things and go for a long time on certain.
I mean, the only other thing I can think of is probably laundry.
Huh. I don't really have issues with laundry.
Because whenever.
Well, I do.
My system was I'll wash, I'll dry.
the look on your face when you said do. I do.
Our system was I'll wash, I'll dry. We can double take the fold, but please, for the love of God, just put the clothes away.
Oh, okay.
I'll dry, I don't give a fuck. I'll fold the clothes if I have to, but please, for the love of God, just put the clothes away in a timely manner.
I wash, I dry my own stuff and put away my own stuff.
Oh, so you do it on your own?
My own stuff. She does her own.
I was doing the whole family stuff.
She does her own clean and her own dry and her own quote-unquote put up. And I do my own and clean and my own dry and put up. And that's just because I've had instances where I tried to be the good boyfriend and wash her clothes and dry her clothes and shrunk the shit out of it. And apparently it was the only shirt they made like that. So that's... she had to be mad and stuff like that.
I actually am like that too. Because
no good boyfriend deed goes unpunished.
No. because I don't like to use the dryer for some of my shirts.
Well, and also you have sensitive skin, so that's probably what you're doing.
No, because some of the shirts will shrink and they'll become unwearable.
Like the shirts that you wear?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking shirts are you buying?
Yeah, tight shirts.
They're tight shirts.
Gap shirts,
bro.
Tight baby
Gap shirts.
Tight
shirts.
Gap shirts. Oh, man. Shout out to CG's Barber Lounge and Barber Chris Garfias and Barber John for coining the term
baby
tight
Gap.
Shirts. Tight shirts and Shop It and Gap shirts.
The reason
Gap.
Why they're tight is because my wife will refuse to not let them air dry, and she'll put them in the dryer with the rest of the clothes. And I'm like, you can't do that, bro. Like,
but she's trying to do is help you out, so make sure.
No, because what happens is that if I put some clothes that are not in my dirty hamper, they will for some reason end up in her hamper, and she uses the dryer for all of her clothes pretty much.
Okay.
So she'll wash all the clothes. So some of my shirts will end up in her dirty hamper.
Okay.
So she'll wash it. I'm like, hey bro, if you see them,
take it out.
If you see something, tell someone. Don't
if
just
you
put
see
it in.
Something, say something.
Yeah, if you see something, say something. But that's one of my I think she does it on purpose though. Because then because if she sees a shirt that she likes of mine,
She'll purposely shrink it so she can wear it.
She goes up to you. She's like, "Look at me. This is my shirt now. This is my shirt now."
I'll come home. She's wearing my shirt. I'm like, bro, what happened? She's like, "This is my shirt now." I'm like, "No."
She's just looking out for you, man. She wants to make sure you live up to the tight shirts.
Same, bro. That's awesome.
Tight shirt gang, bro.
Tight shirts for life, bro.
Tight shirts or die, bro. I stayed
with tight shirts, bro. I don't care. I don't like loose shirts, bro. Not anymore, man. This is stupid.
Oh, when I first heard that, man,
tight shirts and compression shorts.
I was getting my hair cut, and your cousin was coming in, and then John started talking about it because your cousin said, "Hey, John, what's the name?" And then he started doing like a little chest out impression, and now
Dang, bro.
At least they know.
I about died laughing that whole time.
I mentioned it to him too, and he looked over at me like, "Oh shit, did he find out about that?"
That's
like,
hilarious.
Like,
I heard about it. I think it's fucking great.
He's a trip.
That's great. Yeah.
Anyways, well,
yeah.
Can we have anything else? Any other closing statements?
I think we can close. I can close the statements. I love our lady listeners. Please don't kill us and hate us after this.
Yes, please.
My fiance, when you listen to this, I love you.
Oh, she does listen to it, right?
I'll forever love you. So don't take it out on my food. Don't take it out
on my food. Take my eyes, but not my food.
I'll be sleeping at night, and then she'll punch me in the back of the head and be like, "Oh, and she'll pretend like she's having a nightmare."
That's awesome.
People out there who are single are like, "Damn, I wish I had that."
Like, that sounds awesome.
That sounds awesome.
I wish I had a girlfriend that punched me in the back of the head when I'm asleep.
And then play it off.
and then play it off.
No, that's cute.
Goals.
Yeah, we love all you guys. Thank you for listening again.
And as always, you guys can follow us on Instagram, Podcast Your Average, Twitter, Your Average Pod 1, and Facebook, Your Average Podcast. This has been Your Average Podcast, and we'll see you next time.